Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show, a show that combines lively discussion with humor, a little irreverence on a multitude of topics, and useful tips about getting older better. I'm Shay Shaffrin, the executive producer, with my show's host, Dennis Patuas. Dennis, why don't you tell us something about the Healthy Aging Show?
Well, you were a good example of it about 5 minutes ago when you were doing push-ups in front of my desk.
Yeah, well, I was just too impressive.
Well, you did. And this is what it's all about. It's taking care of ourselves.
That was one day in a row, by the way.
I know, but one day leads to 2 days. Thanks for the introduction, Shay. You were in the business of providing home care to the elderly and did that for about 20 years. And during the course of that, most of our clients were elderly, frail, and they had conditions which compromised their health. The show initially addressed issues of the elderly, but as we went along, we realized that aging was the issue. The first 35 years or so, younger people are preoccupied with having fun or growing a family or starting a career and not really focused on down the road prospects of getting older. But after 35, whether it be some life-changing event or finally coming of age and sobering up from a lifelong party, maybe I should start worrying about taking care of myself and what am I going to do for the next 70 years. We started looking at everything that refers to or relates to the aging process. We also realized that it's not just one thing. A whole lot of things that get rolled up into someone's lifetime, and it crosses a lot of lines. We've talked about so many things and so many challenges that people have experienced and wanted to impart on others. And that was our goal, is to create an information flow. We look for answers, and when we find them, we want to share them. And this was the best vehicle with which to do it.
Dennis, as good as science is, has science presented us with some new problems?
Yes, I think it probably has. The one that I look to most is something that I coined the phrase technostress. And
wait, you coined the word technostress?
Well, I thought I did, but I found that somebody used it in their thesis in 1998, and that kind of predated me. But I invented the internet.
Yes. Tell that to Al Gore.
Okay, you got me. But technostress describes what we go through dealing with technology that we encounter every day with our computers, our tablets, our laptops. In certain respects, we're enslaved to those devices and to the lifestyle that they've caused us to adopt. They've made it easier for us to be able to work from home and not have to travel into an office, but by the same token, we're attached 24/7. And in many cases, it's inescapable. Back when, businesses closed on Friday and didn't open again until Monday morning. And mail was delivered by post office. Now it's all instantaneous. And unless you're the taskmaster that's driving the show, we're all jumping through hoops. We've put together some interesting podcasts on that subject, how to recognize it, how to deal with it, and how to keep it from consuming us.
So Dennis, what's so special about your Healthy Aging Show?
Besides you being my producer?
Yeah, well, that would be unique.
We touch on a lot of bases. There are a lot of podcasts that deal with elements of what we touch on, but not all of it. And we rely upon that knowledge and invite those people to share it with us as well, and you. We also know that a lot of it is very dry, sometimes boring information, but it's useful and sometimes necessary to know it. We'll take a serious topic and we'll lighten it up. Some levity, banter, laughter, a little irreverent, and hopefully in a way that listeners will find entertaining, yet still walk away with some real meaningful information.
Dennis, do you think that retirement's all that it's cracked up to be?
That's a great question. It depends. Retirement is a relatively new invention. It really kicked in after World War II. I would say it depends on the person. The age of 65, it was set in 1935 when the Social Security Act was passed. People were not expected to live much past that milestone. Now, 65 is in most people's rearview mirror, while attaining older ages and doing it in better condition. This is the only time in history that we have the opportunity to be able to reinvent ourselves in later life. And some will do it because they want to, and others will do it because they need to. To do that, we have to be healthy and strong as much as possible. And that's the goal of the Healthy Aging Show. We call it Intelligent Aging Lessons for Life, giving people information on options that are available to them.
Intelligent aging lessons for life. That's a great phrase.
We know that your time is limited and much in demand. The good news is we try to keep our podcasts to a reasonable length so we can impart what we have to say and let you get on with your day.
So join us at the home of Intelligent Aging, Lessons for Life on the Healthy Aging Show.